What's happening locally? The news.
And it is Friday, our last look for this week. Some of those stories here in the local news in the Republic of Panama. The Authority for the Protection of Consumers and Defence of Competition, ACODECO, reported that in 2022, 2,637 claims were resolved in favour of consumers for an amount of $37.3 million. According to the entity, complaints for breach of warranty and lack of information topped the list of resolutions in favour of consumers. According to ACODECO statistics, last year 704 favourable claims for customers due to breach of warranty were settled. In addition, 620 for lack of information, 307 for unfair terms, 244 for termination of contract, 188 for breach of service, 133 breach of contract, 112 for contract cancellation, 65 cases for hidden defects. Now, regarding the type of activity, ACODECO details that 549 complaints against real estate companies were resolved for an amount of $33.6 million. The other activities with the highest number of cases in favour of consumers are cable television, 273, this is for an amount of $14,233.10, funeral homes, 241 for $21,671.99, sales of household appliances and electronic equipment, 185 cases for $114,173.45. Cell phones, 138 cases, $28,775.41. Car agencies, 96 resolved complaints for $1.5 million. Hotels or vacation plans, 92 cases for $294,860.06. The entity reminded consumers that invoices, guarantee certificates, contracts, promotional brochures or advertisements, among other documents, must be kept to be presented as evidence at the time of a claim. During the 2019 political campaign, the deputies of the National Assembly raised $4,085,066. That's $4,085,066.16. This is through donations from construction companies, foundations, corporations, and individual donors, among others. Well, from their own pocket, they invested $1,804,050.89. This data forms part of the findings of a new tool of the Citizen Observatory Bulletin de Diputados of the Espacio Cívico Foundation. The initiative, which was launched to the public on Wednesday, is based on an analysis of the statements presented to the Tribunal Electoral by the deputies themselves on the economic contributions that they received in the last election, including financing. Claudio Valencia, president of Espacio Cívico, reported that the tools that is made available to the public has been under development now for 4 years. The first version came out in 2018, and now the third version is released. Dozens of people have supported the data collection work, he explained. Now, the information that can be accessed by entering the platform, which is www.espaciocivico.org, is based on what has been published by the Tribunal Electoral, the National Assembly, the Comptroller General of the Republic, and the Ministry of Economy and Finance. The members of a sect that allegedly exploited minors and adults at work were taken this Thursday to a guarantee control hearing. The Prosecutor's Office Against Organised Crime is requesting the legalisation of the arrests, formulation of charges and the application of precautionary measures. In the operation, which was called Omega, raids were carried out on Calle 50, Via Argentina, Avenida 12 de Octubre in the capital, and the Farallón sector in the province of Coclay. In these actions, the prosecutors, together with the national police, captured 4 Venezuelans, a Brazilian, and a Canadian, who oversaw recruiting and monitoring the victims. Nearly 28 victims were required to work in the streets selling costume jewellery and then hand over the money obtained to those in charge of the sect. This was the way the group was financed. And the National Police confirmed on Thursday that the investigations began after the discovery of a human head in the La Providencia sector in San Miguelito district. According to an initial report from the police, a citizen alert was received that human remains were found and that agents of the entity arrived at the place. This is in the township of Belisario Porras and located the head of a person. Well, the head of the San Miguelito police zone, Bill Rodriguez, announced that the investigations are coordinated with the personnel of the public ministry to determine the causes of the incident. Likewise, it was reported that the K-9 division, specialised in the search for human remains, carried out an inspection in the area to try to locate other elements. A similar event occurred on the 2nd of December. This was when a human head was found in the Cerro Patacon landfill. The first settlement court for criminal cases issued a definitive dismissal in favour of the former minister, Dimitrios Papadimitriou, who was being followed in a complaint for the alleged commission of the crime of unjustified enrichment through contracts related to the National Aid Programme, which was known as the PAN. The court ruling, which was released this Thursday, indicates that upon reviewing the evidence provided within the investigation by the prosecution, it was determined that the former official obtained income from known sources and the figure of unjustified enrichment was not proven. The complaint against the former minister, Papadimitriou, was filed by lawyer Sidney Sitton, arguing that the former official was the creator of the PAN and that said entity has been the subject of multiple criminal investigations for irregularities in the allocation of contracts. The court accepted the recommendation made by the Descarga Anti-Corruption Prosecutor's Office that urged a definitive dismissal since an audit report from the Comptroller General of the Republic did not provide evidence of the crime of unjustified enrichment. Panama plans to buy 1.7 million doses of the bivalent vaccine against COVID-19 from the pharmaceutical duo Pfizer-BioNTech. This protects against the original Wuhan variant as well as the sublineages of the Omicron variant of the SARS-CoV-2 virus. This was reported by Itzelda Hewitt, General Coordinator of the Expanded Immunization Program of the Ministry of Health. She explained that the second batch received was 72,000 doses. On January the 11th, the first batch arrived with 75,600 doses, which allowed the vaccination of officials and immunocompromised people to begin. In addition, she said that when more doses arrive, the population will be informed of what the organisation for the administration of this vaccine will be like. In order for a person to be inoculated with the bivalent vaccine, they must have two doses of the monovalent vaccine, recalled DeHewitt. The United States Food and Drug Administration, the FDA, authorized on the 31st of July the bivalent formulations of the Pfizer and BioNTech and Moderna COVID-19 vaccines for use as a single booster dose. Wanda Diaz. The water wheel that traps floating solid waste in the Juan Díaz River near the Southern Corridor in the District of Panama once again highlighted the serious problem that exists with the management of garbage from homes and with river pollution. The wheel, with the heavy rains last week, managed to get about 2,500 pounds of plastic out of the river for recycling. Reports from the environmental organisation Marea Verde indicated that from Wednesday the 11th of January to Sunday the 15th of January, six containers of 15 cubic yards each with organic and non-organic waste were collected for proper disposal. This water wheel that works in conjunction with the floating barrier known as Bob has been in operation since the 22nd of September of last year, collecting mostly plastic bottles, balls, shoes, foam, deodorant containers, children's toys and refrigerators, among other materials that float in the river. A team of archaeologists, anthropologists, historians and engineers from various institutions work hard to unravel the lost stories in the beautiful spot on the Caribbean coast where the engineer Juan Bautista Antonelli recommended in 1588 to build a fortress to defend the entrance of the Chagres River and thus protect the commercial route created by the Spanish crown. The excavations carried out so far are bringing to light the solid structures that were part of the third version of the Castillo San Lorenzo de Riel del Chagres, as well as remains of the 18th century church of the town of Chagres that arose next to the military fortress. It's just the beginning. The project, led by Tomás Mendizábal, archaeologist and researcher at the Center for Historical, Anthropological and Cultural Research of Panama, affiliated with the Ministry of Culture, is financed by the National Secretariat for Science, Technology and Innovation, CENESIT, and it has the support of important academic and research institutions in the country. And that's it. There we go. That's our last look, our Friday morning look. Some of those stories in the local news compiled for you on this morning's programme.